Because I want to talk about the Christmas that almost didn't happen, that almost didn't come. It was the year that Santa found himself emotionally drained, mentally struggling. And so he decided to go to see a psychologist. And so he settled into the office of the psychologist, and the psychologist began by asking him, "Well, Santa, tell me, what is the problem?" And Santa said, "I don't believe in myself anymore." I like that story. You get it, right? Okay. I don't expect you to laugh or anything necessarily, but I expect more than a blank stare from you. Maybe nod your head, you know. Yeah, okay. I don't believe in myself. And so it is the time that, yes, you better watch out. Santa Claus is coming to town. But the arrival of Christmas comes through Advent. The word Advent comes from the Latin meaning to come to. That which has come to pass, or come to take place, or come to happen. The emergence, the appearance, the dawning of a new day. In our Gospel of Matthew, Jesus talks about that day. A return, a second coming, the advent of a new age, a royal appearance. And those first listeners of Jesus, and those that immediately followed in the generations to come, what they saw coming would be a release from their worldly struggles, the persecution that they faced and endured, the bondage to other foreign powers. For these first listeners of Jesus, the Messiah had come. Through history, through an extended period of time, there was a longing and a waiting of God breaking into the world's events, breaking into history. For those first listeners, the Messiah was present in their day, helping them to grasp and to understand God's grace and God's love, about the emergence of God's kingdom on earth. And then the Messiah would come again. After a yearning and anticipation of return, there would be the consummation of history. And so this would be the mindset during that first century, waiting for the fullness of God's kingdom. Yet as to the hour, no one knows, nor the shape or the form that Jesus' return would take. But yet was a period characterized as a time for hope, to direct hearts and minds to that day, a day of restoration of all that is right. So we set our calendar ahead to present day. And for us, we celebrate Advent. Our scripture readings for this series begin with talks of endings. For we have a Messiah who has come and lived among us and promises to come again. And so we look forward. We look ahead of what is to come. In this day, in our day, we celebrate that message of deliverance. The history of God's people has been that of deliverance, of rescue, and then being led and guided anew, time after time. And we too carry with us this message of deliverance, a longing for God to make things right. We live in this fallen world of which we have been contributors, but yet we can still live with hope of things being made right. And so we are to be a people that look forward, that look ahead. Once again, God will reveal a newness. So the beginning of this new church year, I encourage you to make a resolution. Put behind the past. Perhaps that what was painful. Not focus on what is behind us. Learn what has taken place and move on. To nurture and to grow that which is positive. Base ourselves in new life and rebirth of being born again and build upon that which is good. Jesus has been depicted as the light of the world. Jesus has shown how we are to live in the midst of the darkness that may surround us, and even more, to thrive and to prosper, to overcome that darkness, not to be brought down. And now we have been called to be that light. We have been entrusted to be God's people, faithful stewards of all that we have been given, to be a people of humble devotion and humble commitment, continually striving and working to increase the light in the darkness, and with each day to bring more light that will not be extinguished. In the days leading up to Christmas, a family was gathered together during the Advent season. The 3-year-old daughter got herself among all the Christmas gifts that had been accumulated under the tree at that time and made a proper mess of everything. And in the process, a bow from one of the gifts had come loose and had found itself stuck in her hair on the top of her head. Realizing this, she looked at her family and said, "Look, I'm a present." No truer words are spoken. I remember growing up during the season of Advent. The only good thing about Advent meant was that Christmas was close. And the idea of receiving gifts. As we live in this day of Advent, this day of anticipation, we focus maybe not so much on receiving gifts, but on being a gift. We look forward to anticipation of that which will come to pass and to be a present, to be a gift. For we are a people of new beginnings, of new opportunities, of new hope and new life. Amen.